What a Saturday on Hacker News. If I had to identify a single thread running through today's stories, it's this question of who controls the systems we depend on and what happens when that control is contested. Tunic at the border, Canada matching tariffs, Kogi filtering paywalled results, Kobo opening its Linux core to users, Cloudflare disclosing Spectre variants, every one of these stories is about a boundary being tested or redrawn.
The AI stories layer on top of that in an interesting way. The education research showing homework scores rising while exam scores fall is ultimately also a control story about who or what is doing the cognitive work that produces learning. The AI blind essay is about the loss of a certain kind of critical control over one's own reading experience. Even the Claudette tool is a user asserting control over the voice of a system they are using.
Before we close, a quick time capsule moment because intellectual honesty requires it. Back on May 18th of this year, we made a claim in this show about Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. Within days, multiple listeners and a geography teacher wrote in to point out something we should have caught. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, hundreds of miles from any Ukrainian-controlled territory, and Ukraine has no credible capability to conduct strikes there. We simply got it wrong, reported a claim without basic geographic verification. We're sorry for that. Check your maps, people, we certainly will.
And in that same episode, we said something along the lines of companies that ignore this trend might face unexpected competition. That is possibly the least falsifiable claim ever made on a podcast. It's not analysis, it's a fortune cookie. We're retiring that kind of phrasing permanently.
As always, everything we discussed today came directly from the Hacker News community at news.acombinator.com. If any of these stories caught your attention, that's where you go for the full articles, the linked research, and most importantly, the comments. The Kogi thread alone is worth an hour of your time. The Tunic story's 958 comment thread is extraordinary.
A genuine thank you to Claude Code by Anthropic, which handles our script generation and production automation, and to Perplexity, which powers our real-time topic discovery and research. These tools make a daily show at this depth actually possible for a small team, and we're grateful for what they enable. Neither of those acknowledgments is a sponsorship, they're just accurate.
If you're interested in broader geopolitics, markets, and world events beyond the tech community, check out the Intelligix Daily News, our companion show that covers those stories with the same depth and rigor we bring here. It's a good pairing.
We'll be back Monday with whatever Hacker News surfaces over the weekend. Given the Canada-US trade situation and the Tunic case likely developing further, it may be a busy feed. Thanks for listening to Intellijix HN Daily.
Take care of yourselves and maybe think twice about what's on your phone before you cross any borders.